T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 8:22, and because it's Friday, it's time to welcome into Studio B, John Hancock.
Good morning. Good Friday morning.
Good Friday, Friday morning. Good morning, Michael Kelly.
Hey, guys.
Did you guys, since it is Good Friday, do you both have your Trump Bibles?
We do not. I can't speak for Michael over here, but I am transitioning, though, from the NIV text to the English Standard Version.
Oh, not the Lee Greenwood version?
Not the Lee Greenwood version.
No. What's his cut of that, by the way? Because they're Lee Greenwood Bibles. How much does he get for selling those?
I don't know.
That's an interesting question.
What are they? $60 a pop, I saw.
I don't know.
I'm still waiting for my tennis shoes to arrive.
Yeah.
I guess that maybe they didn't make it through the port from China, is my suspicion.
Well, in other presidential news, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has picked his running mate. Do you think that he's going to have an impact at all?
He could. In my own personal life, I have a couple of friends of mine on Facebook, young women, who are obviously pro-choice and very left of center, who have been posting stuff in support of Robert Kennedy. And these are two people that are still smarting from the fact that the Supreme Court was taken over. They were not big Hillary fans, but they went with Jill Stein. I think people will live with the consequences again if they do it. Hopefully we do have that prototype of what happened in 2016 and that there were real consequences of losing that election. So I'm hopeful that people will shake out of whatever ridiculous slumber they're in with him.
Well, the whole key there is going to be the ballot access, because there's a process, and every state's a little different, to qualify to get on that state's ballot for the November election. And I think he's only actually qualified so far in one state. So if he, I don't see a path where Robert Kennedy gets on 50 state ballots, but if he's on all or most of the states that matters ballots, you know, in the polling right now, he's running at about 12%. And the most recent poll I saw had, in a head-to-head, Trump 50 to 45 over Biden nationwide. With all the candidates listed, it was Trump, it was, I think, 43-38, and Kennedy was getting 12 points. So, I mean, he could be a real factor.
There's a Politico article I found really interesting about Chris Christie. The question that the headline asks is, why hasn't President Biden reached out to Chris Christie? Christie is among the anti-Trumpers in the Republican Party, and there could be votes there to be had, but it doesn't seem like President Biden is interested in that. Nikki Haley being another person in the Republican Party, Trump hasn't certainly reached out to her, and neither, of course, has the president. So there could be votes there. If I'm just curious what you think, Michael, if
I personally would find it off-putting if some of those Republicans suddenly were, you know, chumming around with Joe Biden. Look, I think they do their job by attacking President Trump for not being a true conservative, which is a true argument. But in terms of sewing them together with the Democrats, it's not something I'm interested in seeing. And I'm sure that's a calculation that the Biden campaign's making.
Well, I mean, they've got their own problems with their base and, you know, all of this Palestine protesting that's going on out there. I think there's a little bit of a freak out going on in the White House over their base in both parties. And it's not the base on the Republican side. But if you look at these primary results that are coming in now, when the primaries are over, all the candidates have dropped out. But Biden's still getting a fairly good chunk of voters voting uncommitted in their race. And Haley's still getting a good chunk of voters voting for her in the Republican primary races. So both of these parties have some internal issues going into this fall election.
Why is Missouri Secretary of State now the most popular race going? Because it seems like every day, John, there's another Republican jumping into the race for Secretary of State.
Well, it's wide open. And, you know, as candidates are assessing the money circumstances in the lieutenant governor's race and the treasurer's race and some of the others, I think Secretary of State looked to be the most wide open. So I think that may explain why you see so much activity in candidates switching races on the last day of filing. I've not seen anything quite like that before. But, you know, here we are. What are there, 12, 15 Republicans running for five statewide offices? I mean, it's remarkable.
Which means you could get less than 5 to 6% of the vote and become the Secretary of State, because more than likely whoever wins the Republican primary will win it. So the more the merrier, I think, is probably the logic. And you have some folks in that race who can raise some money. You got, what's her name, the abortion lady from
Mary Elizabeth Coleman.
You got Dean Plocker.
Sitting on $1 million.
Yeah, you've got a lot of money in that race. So a little bit of money can go a long way, and a small vote amount of votes could make you the Secretary of State.
What do you guys have coming up?
Ozzie Smith. He's got
a new
cocktail coming out.
Ooh.
Hey, now.
Is he bringing them in?
No, he's in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.